savings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawlspace Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Chips at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
We have lots to get to, and like Ben and Quark, we'll start with talking about South Carolina and Clemson basketball. Big game. I mean, does it feel like a big game? I mean, it should. I mean, basketball should be really important here right now. I mean, it's I mean, until football comes back around, Clemson's a basketball school right now, and basketball has been very good, very good. And this team, I think, is only going to get better. I mean, the only losses they've incurred have been really tough, close losses to pretty elite teams. I went back last night, as I always do, and I watched more of South Carolina again in preparation for tonight, and you know, sort of who and what they are. And, you know, look, everybody knows about Michi Johnson and who and what he is. People have seen him play. The Shar Jumps kid, he's 6'9", and probably 220. He's a pretty good player. He could take you off the bounce at that size. I mean, they call him a guard at 6'9". Whatever you want to call him, you know, they can invert their offense, run offense through him. He's a pretty good player. I mean, he's averaging 11.6 and 6.6 rebounds and 2.5 assists. So he's a pretty good player. I mean, really, he's probably their best player, to be honest. He also leads them in block shots. It's either he or Michi Johnson. But, you know, you get the Ellis kid who's a freshman who's an interesting player. You know, he's averaging double figures. But, you know, one problem that South Carolina has had this year, and it's a problem that Clemson has had as well, is three-point shooting. Michi Johnson's shooting 37% from the field. The rest of these cats, Shar Jumps is shooting 33%. And then it's 23, 25, 23, 24. That does not bode well against Clemson, in my estimation. They have messed with their lineup a little the last couple games, and they have been starting Chris Esendako. Esendako is 7 feet and 290 pounds, 300 pounds, whatever he is. And the reason I think they've done that is they were getting killed on the boards earlier. The Virginia Tech game, Virginia Tech was shooting till they scored, essentially. That was a close game, went to overtime. Hansberry of Vatek was killing South Carolina. And Vatek was just crushing South Carolina off the offensive glass. It seemed like they were shooting until they scored. And so it seems to me like they've gone to Chris Esendako more in these last couple games. They've started him. He only plays like 15 minutes. I mean, like, again, he's 7 feet, 280 pounds. Now, he changes the rebounding equation when he goes in, but again, he's playing like 13, 14 minutes. So I don't know how much impact he's really going to have. We'll see. These last two games, I think Strong came off the bench for them, I believe. And Strong's a pretty good player. I like Strong as a player. He competes. He does a lot of things well. He fights. The problem is he's undersized against a lot of these teams that South Carolina was facing. And I think that's where they get hurt. They don't have any typical big man. Again, their leading rebounder is a guard in Shar Jumps. So they don't have a typical big other than Esendako, who, like I said, they've changed what they've been doing with him, and he's become a little more of a factor. I don't know. When I watch this team play, I think they compete, but I agree with something that Ben said on my way in here, or as I was waiting, I guess. And he said that he doesn't think they're quite as good a defensive team as they've been in the past. I don't either. And they've been, you know, look, I think they're 7-3 thus far, and they've played pretty well, all things considered. But I don't think they're as good a defensive team either. I don't think they're as tough. I don't think they're as physically tough anywhere. Now, again, does that change a little when Esendako is in? Maybe. When he's not in, which again is the majority of the minutes, and I don't know if that changes tonight. If you know, because of Clemson's size, if you see him more, can he stay on the court? I mean, how many minutes can he handle? I don't know the answer to that. But if he's only playing 13 minutes or something of that sort, then there's 27 minutes he's not playing. In the 27 minutes he's not playing, Clemson ought to crush this team on the offensive glass. Clemson ought to shoot till they score. I think the main problem South Carolina has is control their defensive backboard. I think that's a big problem for them. And again, that changes a little when the 7-foot, 300-pounder Esendako is in the game. But does it change enough if he's only playing 13 minutes a game? Because there's 27 other minutes that have to be accounted for. And I don't think South Carolina can control their defensive glass. I think if he's not in the game, then... And oh, by the way, they don't have a body type to deal with R.J. Goffrey. And I think Nick Davidson can get what he wants against this team. You know, again, if Esendelko's not on the court, then I think Nick Davidson can get whatever he wants against them in his Pete Newell big man camp low block skill set. And if Esendelko's not in, I don't know what body they put against RJ Godfrey. They don't have one. And even if he's in, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do from a matchup standpoint. I mean, are they going to put him on RJ Godfrey? Now, that might work because he can basically play like a one-man zone. I mean, RJ's not going to take jump shots, and so he can play off of him. So that might work to some extent. I don't know. I could see him getting in foul trouble in that situation, though. But whenever Esendoko is not on the floor, I don't know what body they're putting on RJ Godfrey. They don't have one. They simply do not have one. So I don't know what their answer would be for that. I guess their answer would be Strong. Strong is they list Strong at 6'8", 250. I don't know. He doesn't look either of those to me. I mean, I guess that would be the body type then, but I think he competes, but I don't think he's any 250. I don't know about the 6'8 part. 6'6", 225 maybe is what he looks like to me. I don't think he's any 6'8", 250, which is what I'm seeing him listed at here. I don't think he's that. And he averages 2.5 rebounds a game. You know, if he was 6'8", 250, and again, he plays hard. He does play hard. If he was 6'8", 250, he'd average more than two rebounds a game. He's just not. I watched several of the South Carolina games in preparation for today as well, and especially the Virginia Tech game. I thought he was one of the only guys who was competing on the glass, but it just wasn't near enough. And like I said, the Hansberry kid for Virginia Tech was just burying South Carolina. I mean, he was getting whatever he wanted, and he would shoot until he scored. And Virginia Tech would shoot until they scored. I don't really know how South Carolina was even in that game, to be honest. I don't think it's a bad team, and I think they're well coached, and I think that they'll play hard, but I don't think they're good enough. I think this is a game that Clemson wins. I don't want to say comfortably. You know, I put it somewhere where Kwok has it. I think it's like 8 points. I think it's somewhere in that range. Now, I don't think Clemson's played their best basketball yet. Okay? I don't think Clemson's played their best game. I think Clemson has played some great halves, but I don't think Clemson's played their best game. If tonight's the night that Clemson plays their best game, they'll blow South Carolina off the court and win by 25 or something of that sort. Because Clemson's best game is way better than South Carolina's best game. We haven't seen it for a whole game yet, and that's what you hope to see. That's what you hope to see. I think the size factor for Clemson is going to be an issue for South Carolina. Again, especially when Esendoko is not on the court. Esendoko, what is he averaging? Let me just see for minutes played. Esendoko, the 7-foot, 280-pound junior out of France, is averaging 8.3 minutes played. 8.3 minutes. Now, again, that's going up the last couple games where they started him. It's going up to like 13 minutes. I don't see how they play without him on the court tonight. I think if he's not on the court, I think Clemson is going to shoot until they score. And again, if he's only accustomed to playing 8 to 15 minutes, and like I said, even his last two games when they started him, it was like 13 minutes. If he's only going to give you 13 minutes, I don't know what happens the other 27 minutes against Clemson. I think Clemson can get whatever they want against this team. I think offensively, Clemson can run this team. I think they can get whatever they want against them. This is a night that, to my way of thinking, most things offensively should work for Clemson tonight. And the biggest thing, as I said, from a South Carolina standpoint, is going to be from their standpoint, It's going to be control their defensive glass. If they can't control their defensive glass, it's going to be a long night for them, and I don't think they can. I just think Clemson has too many big bodies that they can throw at them and too many skilled big bodies that they can throw at them. And I don't see an answer there. I mean, your leading rebounder is a 6'9 guard. And look, he's going to wind up matched up with one of Clemson's bigs. I mean, depending on what lineup Clemson starts, it could be Waleen. If it's Buddy Johnson would draw that assignment, and you think, well, how's Buddy going to do against the 6'9 guy? Well, we just saw Buddy cover the best 6'9 guy in America, and obviously A.J. DeBonta got his, but as good as this kid is, he's no A.J. DeBonta. And I think the matchup problem on the other end might prove even more problematic for him. But if it's Waleen who gets the start, you could see Waleen in that matchup. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I just, again, it depends who South Carolina starts, but I'm going to guess South Carolina is going to start Essendako, and that they bring Strong off the bench, but we'll see. I mean, Strong is a much better basketball player than Essendako. So there's your problem right there, is that you may have to start Essendako just based on the Clemson size. And again, that's what South Carolina has done the last two games. But you lose a basketball player in Strong if he's sitting on the bench, one that you're going to need. And that's the bottom line for me. I just, when I look at it, I just don't see where South Carolina has the answers to beat or really compete with this Clemson team. The more I think about it, I just think if Clemson plays up and just a little up from where they've been, and I think we're coming to that. I think we're getting closer to that. Then I think Clemson could take this team out at playing at home. I just think that the Tigers are getting closer to playing a complete half of basketball, and I just, when I watch South Carolina, I just don't think they have the physical pieces to handle Clemson defensively. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days. But I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the Upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Jed writes, the big kid from France hit a couple threes in the Vatek game. Yeah, I saw it. I don't care. If he wants to stand out there and take threes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'd be talking to him all game. I'd be telling him to go ahead. Go ahead. Shoot. Shoot. If 7 foot 300 wants to stand 25 feet from the basket and take a couple threes, be my guest. Thank you very much. Do it some more. Take some more. Make one. Please make one. I want a guy like that to make one shot from three. Because if he takes one, he'll take three others, and he'll go for three on the others. So by all means, take him. Again, he's not Tiger Harley said highwayman. No, that was just Waylon Jennings. That was just pure Waylon. Jed says, yeah, that was at home. Right. It was. You know, go ahead. I'm talking to that dude. If he wants to take threes. Oh, I used to talk on the court a lot, Ramon. David Piemont says, Walt, your confidence is making me nervous. I don't know why. My confidence has been dead on every single game. I've hit every game all year except for the last one, the BYU game, and I think I should have hit that one. I've had the right side in every Clemson game except the BYU game. Dave just said, South Carolina lacks a lead guard. They have since Cooper left. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Michi is a good player, and he can do a lot of things, and he's really a combo guard, but he can do a lot of things, and I would expect him to do a lot of things. He'll be a tough guard. I would expect. What is all this? Texter 354. You might want to check where you're sending those texts. It looks like you're planning on meeting somebody, but you're sending it to the radio station. All right, and I'm worried about your meeting with your recipient. Okay, so Texter 354, you've sent multiple texts about that, and you're arriving wherever you're arriving in 16 minutes, but your text did not go to your intended recipient. They went to us. So you might want to check on that. So are you okay with the minus 12 or no? I'm not going to do the minus 12. I think if Clemson plays a complete game, they'll cover that spread, but I'm not doing that. No, I'm not okay with that. What is this? Pangle John. John had to get a new phone, apparently, Ramona. That's why we haven't heard from him. This says, Walt, do you think Lane will be man enough to play Clemson week one, or do you think they'll schedule a high school team week zero? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. What? No, I don't think so, 706. I hope not. yes, I definitely hope not. No, Dexter, 980. No, I don't think so. We get this all the time. This happens quite frequently. We get people who, it's not hard to understand. You've probably called people by mistake yourselves. We get them fairly regularly. You know, I don't know, once every couple weeks, somebody writes us and it thinks they're writing somebody else. So yeah, we're trying to provide a public service is what we're trying to do. Are you there, Ramon? Is this thing working? Hello, testing.
Yes, I'm here.
One, two, three.
Yes.
Okay. We get those a lot, and it's not that abnormal. So, like I said, we're just trying to make sure their meeting comes off. Now, again, I don't know what the meeting's about. We're not going to ask or answer that. What is Brooke? Brooke says we're going to try this again. Hey, y'all. Hey, Brooke. You know, I saw something today, Ramona. I saw it last. I actually saw it this morning on Facebook when I was preparing for the show. Apparently, it happened yesterday. It was somewhere near me. But somebody dumped four puppies, and apparently they had been in the cold for two nights. Now, there were 200 people who responded to this, and they're all like, oh, what kind of a-hole would do that? And a lot of these people are like, you know, I could come and get them. Nobody does. And, well, we called this place and we called that place. Allegedly, finally, the original woman who posted it went and got them. Her reason for not getting them to begin with was she had too small a car. They're four puppies. They're four puppies. And they're just, you know, they're huddled up in the cold with nothing. And so some a-hole left them out there. But then you get 200 people who kibitz about it for 2 days instead of any of them actually doing something. I wish I had seen it earlier, because at the very least I would have gone and set them up in my garage or something with it. I've got extra kennels and heat pads and heaters and
yeah,
whatever.
I found somebody for them.
I don't know what's happened now. They're not there anymore. All I know is the original woman claims that she
went and got them.
She went and got them in her too small car. I don't know, but I don't know what's the matter with people. I really don't. I mean, they can't fend for themselves in any way, shape, or form, and you dump four puppies in the coldest of weather, and you leave a water bowl that's effing frozen, you know, and that's your decency. Man, I just don't know. I don't know what's the matter with people. But I'll tell you what, there are people in this world who, they see you doing that crap, it is not going to go well for you. I'm just tell you right now. Just gonna tell you, there are people in this world, if they see you doing that crap, it will not go well for you. I know one of them. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Deb Tillman, my friend, how you doing?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Well, appreciate you. Looking forward to the playoffs this weekend. It's going to be really good. First of all, who's your top QB in the portal as of right now? Levitt or the guy from Cincinnati?
I don't know, Rudy. I need to think about that, because I we already have like 15 guys. It's going to be way more than that. And I need to think about that. I mean, I did a segment on this like 2 weeks ago when I gave out like 15 or 20 possible candidates.
Okay, well,
I think there was 15.
I must have missed that. My bad.
Well, I'm going to do it again. It needs to be updated anyway. So I'm going to do it again. I'll tell you who I think best fits Clemson. Now, the thing is, we don't know who Clemson's offensive coordinator is going to be. You know, so
that's true.
We don't really know what the fit is going to be, other than, you know, Dabo Swinney always says the Clemson offense. So assuming the Clemson offense, you're going to want somebody who can run as well as throw.
So Walt, is it true that what CBS is reporting, that the Clemson is telling agents that they may be in the you know, the mindset where they want to get a QB from the portal? Have you heard that?
I haven't seen that, Rudy, but I would be shocked if Clemson does not get a quarterback from the portal. I've said all along that the starting quarterback for 2026 is not on this roster. I just don't think it's Vezina, and I don't think it's Denson either. I don't think there's any chance of that. I think people were being ridiculous.
Well, I've got a question in one statement, and I'll hang up, brother. I appreciate you as always. You know, I love the show. It takes my mind off a lot of things. So
thank you.
Well, what about the shortstop that Atlanta paid the $20 million for 1 year? He's I forget his name. I think you played for him before. Have you seen that?
I actually have not seen that, so I'll look that up during the break. I have not seen that.
I thought it was. I forget his name, but I think he played for him before. But they signed him for 1 year. And I think he may be injured, but they signed for like $20 million. I just didn't know what your thoughts about him. I guess maybe they could do him at the trade line if it didn't work out, I guess.
I'm looking. Why don't I see?
It was a one year deal for $20 million. The Braves signed, so I guess they. You know, hey, we can't compete with the Dodgers.
Okay, it's Kim. Okay,
yeah.
It's Kim.
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's us on Kim. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid pickup. I like what the Braves have done. The Braves, you know, hey, listen, if you're a Braves fan, in recent years, you sort of sat idly by and watched the Braves do almost nothing to improve their team.
True.
Now the Braves are making some moves. So apparently they did not like the way it went last year either.
Are you surprised Alonso left the Mets? Let him walk?
No, I'm not. I'm disappointed, I'm more disappointed the Mets let Diaz go to the Dodgers. Again, I think both
of
those.
I know that hurts your heart, Walt.
It does. It really does. I mean, look, you know what, Rudy? Even when the Mets sucked last year, I always had Edwin Diaz.
Diaz was the bomb.
Right,
yes.
Right. Even when they sucked, I always had Diaz. So when they could get to a situation where Diaz could come in, I could just enjoy it for the enjoyment's sake. I knew it wasn't going to matter in the division or anything, but I could just enjoy watching him blow guys away. You know, I had that. Now I'm not even going to have that. Now, you know.
Well, let me tell you this. I share your pain because I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, but let me leave you with this, Walt. Advice for everybody, probably Ed too. Ed's a farmer, somewhat, I guess. But never feed a donkey or a Shetland pony bread or apples, because they will wake you up at 2 a.m. in the morning. So, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Rudy. I like the donkey advice now from Rudy. You know, who knew? Rudy was into farming, but never feed a donkey an apple because he will wake you up at 2 a.m. Hey, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. It doesn't get better than Krispy Kreme donuts. The Reese family has been doing it the right way since the early 60s. That's right. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Look, they are the home of the original fresh off the press glazed donuts that come hot 3 times a day. Get yours. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Those are the staple item. Those are probably the greatest donut ever. I always say it's the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, a little more of a specialty donut. That's the greatest, my personal favorite ever. Ramona, it's the Oreo Cookie Donuts, and then whatever yours are. Of course, they have all of your cold weather drinks that the Extravagant Coffee House has, except at real human being prices. And they are constantly updating the donut lineup, and certainly so around Christmas. And by the way, if you want to raise money for any cause, church group, youth group, Hells Angels, you call the Reese family, you tell them I sent you, they'll be glad to hook you up. You're not making real money with those stale white box industrial cookies. You're just not. You want to make money, you have to use Krispy Kreme donuts. You will 100% thank me later. So what's on the Christmas agenda?
They have the Charlie Brown Ornament Donut, which is a shell donut filled with chocolate cream, and it looks like an ornament in his shirt.
Okay.
Yellow with the zigzag.
All right, I'd eat that. Yes.
Okay, and then they have one called the Santa Belly that's decorated like Santa suit. Yes. And then they have a one death decorated like
a wreath.
Wait,
what's the Santa one?
It's got cream in the middle, and it's decorated like his suit.
Okay.
And then they have one decorated like a wreath, and then they have the Snoopy donut, which is like the Oreo cookie donut.
Okay, what's the wreath donut? Is that a glazed with just
a glazed donut decorated with a wreath and a Snoopy?
Okay, so you bring the kiddies, let them go pick out their Christmas donuts, get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg, go load up. You'll 100% thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Yeah, I think that move by Kim is a good by the Braves is another good move. I like what the Braves are doing. I really do. I think the Braves are making positive moves, and in my mind, they're already the favorite to win the NL East. You know, again, right now, as I look at the NL East, I think the Braves are first. I think Philadelphia is second, and I think that Miami is third. I think the Mets are fourth. Fourth. My Mets are going to be in fourth place. We've got Captain Moneybags, who's got more money than God, and my Mets are going to be in fourth place because the morons can't spend the money in the right way, and they let all the great players go. I don't even know what their plan is. I mean, I was worried about the starting pitching before last year. They were, no, we'll go get Soto. Great. So we went and got Soto. Soto had a great year, and we still sucked. And now we don't have Alonso. Look, my three favorite Mets were Diaz, Lindor, and Alonso. Two of the three are gone, and Lindor might be next. So who am I going to root for? Juan friggin' Soto? Screw off. Quick break.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
The holiday countdown is on, so get your shopping done the Tiger way. Discover a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things. Cozy fleece, logo ornaments, game day accessories, and standout gift sets for fans of all ages. Whether you're shopping last minute or planning ahead, you'll find something for everyone on your list. Make this season stress-free. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Shop in-store at either of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7 for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Hard across the Texas plains, makes some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain. That's where we came from.
Hey, here's one of my favorite songs. That's the Highwayman. Ramona, Ryan writes this, Ramona. He writes, sorry, no clue why or how I was sending to my location. This is what he writes. He said, I was laughing at the guy when I realized it was me. That's too funny. See? We're just trying to... And now they're both writing me, and they're saying their conversations ran together. Man, it's no problem. Just glad you were able to work that out.
That is funny.
We have people asking us about the Christmas Carol contest, Ramona. I don't know. I will decide by tomorrow whether there's a chance of bringing that back this year or not. That's just too funny. Texter asks Ramona, has Brooke delivered more packages or right hooks today?
You never know. Depends on how many packages. They probably go together.
That's right. You know that they did, Ramona. And I don't know if we ever asked Brooke about this, but you know, they started dumping all these packages on the postal carriers that were formerly being carried by other outfits. I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but yeah, they put, you know, because suddenly a lot of stuff was going, I don't know if they were working in combo or what, but a lot of stuff was having to go to the post office that before wasn't.
Really?
So, yeah. So like in rural areas, I have a female carrier and she drives her Jeep and you know, she used to mainly deliver mail. But then for a long period of time, they were dumping all these big packages on her and all this really heavy stuff that, you know, that she didn't really sign up for, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I think if you deliver UPS, you have to be able to lift 100 pounds and stuff.
Right, well, that's what I hear.
She started getting a lot of that stuff.
Really
bad. So I don't know if they're still doing that. Jess says, do you think Zach Foster could develop this year into alpha for this team late in games? Seems that this team could use a go-to scorer in close games. Yeah, look, there's no question that's the one concern right now that you don't have. You don't have a guy who can create his own or can create for others late in shot clocks. The guy who actually has done it better than anybody else on the team so far is actually Dylan Hunter, which is a little bit of a surprise because I don't think most people expected Dylan to be that proficient offensively. He, you know, look, his job is to orchestrate. You know, he's the maestro. His job is to orchestrate the deal on the court. And he's done that, but he's had to do more than that at the end of some of these games, and he's been able to do it. Part of it is, you know, last year he shot like 60% from the free throw line. This year he's shooting 90%. So if he gets fouled at the end of the game, he's been money. He's made all these big free throws. There have been multiple games now where Dylan Hunter has had big free throws down the stretch of games, and he has made every one that I remember, every single one of them. I don't know when his misses have come, but they haven't come at the end of games. He's made every single one. Other people have missed some at the end, but he hasn't. You know, I don't want to curse him now. But you know, he's made every single big free throw. And you got to give him credit because he has stepped into that role, which, you know, I don't even think it's a role that he necessarily wants. But so far, he's handled it pretty darn well. You know, we'll see what happens moving forward. Look, from a talent standpoint, yes, Zach Foster is that guy. And it's just an issue of when. You know, Basketball David asked me this question on air the other day, and I said, you know, I said, I just don't think you can rush it, David. I think, you know, you want Zach Foster to be that guy, but I don't know that you can rush it. I don't know when it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen at some point this year. Whether that's 5 games from now, 10 games from now, I don't know. You know, maybe it starts tonight. I don't know. But he's the guy, okay, because he's what a round one NBA guard looks like. He's super explosive and athletic. He can really shoot the ball. He plays with his head up. He's a really good passer. Now, we haven't seen all these things at the same time from him because, quite honestly, he's still been up and down. And he's still trying to figure it out on the defensive end, which he's getting better on that end all the time. Look, at some point, he's going to be a terrific defensive player because he's built for that as well. But, you know, it's this learning curve. And so what you're seeing from Zach is you get the spectacular, but sometimes you're not getting the basic, you know, and he's got to tie those things together, and he's got to do it relatively soon. This team needs him. This team needs him. But it's not there yet, and I don't know if you can force-feed it. I think Clemson's actually tried to force feed it. Look, it's notable who's on the court at the end of games. Most of these games, Zach Foster's on the court at the end of the games. There's a reason for that. But you know, he has to play better too. You know, when Clemson blew the the 22-point lead. Again, 20-point leads are nothing in basketball. When Clemson lost the 22-point lead against BYU, Zach had several really unfortunate turnovers in that stretch. It got down to like 9 or something, somewhere in that range, and then Zach turned it over, I want to say consecutive times down the court, and it turned into 5. And obviously you can't have that. And he's too good for that. He's too talented for that. But, you know, look, at some point, even, you know, freshmen grow into sophomores. And Clemson needs that point to be sooner rather than later with Zach Foster. Because, again, Zach is the one guy on the team who actually can create for himself and can create for others at the end of games. In the meantime, Dylan is the guy who has basically moved into that role because somebody has had to. And again, I don't even know that's a role Dylan's necessarily comfortable with, but someone has had to, and he's been that guy. The other way to avoid that is win by double digits, and then you don't have to worry about who has the ball at the end. And this team's capable of that. This team's capable of that. You know, I mean, the more I think about this game tonight, the more and more I like Clemson. I just think that I think Clemson has too many talented pieces for this South Carolina team. And I don't care what kind of game it is, but I think Clemson is going to try and run, push the ball. I think you're going to see Clemson use their depth, use their size, crash the offensive board. Again, if Esendako's not on the court, I don't know how they rebound. If Esendako's not on the court for South Carolina, I think Clemson rebounds till they score. I don't see how South Carolina is going to control their defensive glass. I don't. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bought, and insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. Mark is going to be coming up from Lake Kiwi. I want to talk with Mark about all the incredible specials that they have going on. So he'll be coming up. Is that 405, Ramona?
Yes.
Is that right? 405. Okay. You know, on the issue of Clemson football and the transfer portal, and we're going to get into this more with each passing day, but the question I have is, the transfer portal is more like speed dating. And like, you have to hit and move, you know, and you have to make quick decisions as well. And, you know, Dabo Swinney is going to do it the right way, and not be involved until the portal officially opens. And he said that. He said, I don't care what anyone else is doing. We're going to do it the right way. And obviously there's an inference that Clemson has been impacted by people doing it the wrong way. I mean, I think that's clear. But the question is, you know, how late can you engage when everybody else around you is cheating? You know, if everybody else around you is cheating, how late can you wait to engage? And if everybody's doing it, is it really cheating? I don't know. But, you know, the quarterback pool is going to be bigger than it's ever been before, but it's also somewhat limited. Now, you know, because for me, again, that's where it starts. Before we talk about any other positions, we need to discuss Clemson transfer portal quarterback recruiting, because the starting quarterback on this team is 100% not on this roster. People can tell me whatever they want. It's America. You can believe whatever you want. I just don't see it. And I'm not worried about protecting anybody. I don't know that any of the other quarterbacks on this roster are ever going to be a starting quarterback in major D1 football. I don't know that they are. I think people are getting way carried away with some ridiculous notions. And I don't know where it comes from. Watching a couple minutes of highlights is where that comes from? Or watching a couple minutes against Furman? I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just don't see that at all. I mean, look, this team was barely a 500 team with Cade Klubnik and all these other dudes this year. And you want to come back next year and go with quarterbacks that weren't good enough to play at all this year? Even when Cade was terrible the first half of the year? I don't see any answer in that at all. If there's an answer, it's 2 years from now. If, and I'm not sure there's an answer at all, okay? At all. I don't buy it. Clemson is going to get a transfer portal quarterback. I don't know what level. I don't even care, to be honest. I don't care. I think there are already like 15 guys, probably going to be more than that, who would be better than anybody on this roster right now. By a lot. 15 guys. By a lot. I mean, not even close. Guys who are experienced, talented quarterbacks who have played well at their respective levels. That's the direction that Clemson has to go. That's the first piece. If you don't fix that piece, you can forget about fixing the other pieces. It won't matter. That's going to happen. I don't care who says what. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla.